15-10, how can I help?
Yes, I have a question for you. I picked up a mail rider at Gateway, and he was requesting a stop on 82nd and Stark. So right now I'm on 82nd and Stark, heading inbound, west. So the problem is, he fell asleep. Or he passed out. I couldn't wake him. So what do you suggest for me to do?
All right. Have you secured the bus, gone outside, and hit the window outside where he is sleeping really hard?
Okay. I will try that because his head is leaning against the window, but I have not tried yet. Let me try to hit the window, but not hurting him, of course. And then I'll give you a listen later on to see if I can wake him or not.
Yeah, if you wake him up, tell him you're to stop. He wanted 82nd Stark, and you are there. So if you have any problems, or if he doesn't want to wake up, make sure he's breathing. Just take him downtown and let me know. Give me a call if he doesn't get off the bus at that time.
Okay, but in my own opinion, he looks like doesn't have a home. You know, an older gentleman. And that's why I'm concerned. How can I check if he's breathing or not? Because he might get COVID or not. So how do I check that he is breathing or not?
Rubbing of the chest or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. If I couldn't wake him, then I will give you a call back. But hopefully the rules can be in that kind of area, Washington and Fifth, you know, to have more assist,
provided more help. Yes. Yeah, we can try to do that. And just keep in mind, it's not against the rules to sleep on the bus. If he is causing a problem, that would be a different story. So, all right, try to wake him up. And let me know when you get down. We'll be clear, 1938.
Yes, ma'am, of course. You know, I don't mind he's sick, but he requested, asked me to, you know, remind him at the stop, so I'm at the stop right now. But, yeah, he can sleep all the way to my final stop, E-on and 44th, and I can figure out from there, you know, like I press the slipper button on his cap. But anyway, let me try to wake him up from the outside. If he doesn't wake up, I will keep the bus rolling because I don't want to delay the entire bus for too long.
1510, I got your surface info request. How can I help?
Yes, I did try to wake him up, but I couldn't. And I ensure he is still breathing without touching him because I don't want to have any physical contact with him. I thought his chest is breathing. So, what do you want me to do? You want me to send you a message in on time or send you the sleeper at my final stop?
Yeah, we already discussed that. You were going to call me downtown if he was still on the bus and didn't get off. We'll have a supervisor meet you downtown.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But do let me know if he gets off the bus before that, okay?
Oh, for sure. Just because he mentioned that you want to get off on 82nd and start, that's why I contact you, you know. Obviously, he's missed his stop, you know. Otherwise, I would have to keep all the way to the final stop in San Diego. All right, I'll keep you posted when I go to the Fairfax area, and if you get off before then, I will definitely send you the message as well.
Okay, I copy. Thank you. And we're clear, 1944.